Welcome back to Geekish Cast, Corner Gas Fan Cast, episode 11.
Hook, line, and sinker.
Yes. This is the one that we affectionately refer to as the Sexy Hank episode.
It is, indeed.
Yeah, Hank is different when he goes fishing.
Yes.
Yeah. This episode was written by Brent Butt and Andrew Carr, and directed by Robert DeLint, who I don't remember if we've seen an episode.
I don't know the name either, so I think this might be his first, but I could be wrong with that.
And going off of Michelle Sponigal's book, the first book, which is called The Tales from Dog River, there are zero jackasses in this episode.
I'm a little upset by that.
But there are seven cups of coffee.
So we could throw in some jackasses of our own.
Exactly.
We'd like.
And there's a couple places where people could be called jackass quite nicely. Yeah. Joining us today as hopefully silent co-host will be Whiskey the Dog and Ollie the Green. And right when that happens...
You gave them an opening as if they were going to say something.
Yeah. Well, then I realized I had to take away a tripod from Whiskey the Dog. Let's see here. So I believe that is all... Well, no. So the fishing scene in this apparently was quite difficult to film because it was 95 degrees when they were doing it. Everybody was soaked in sweat and covered with bugs and having to play sexy.
It worked. It works.
Yeah.
It's a little steamy.
Well, sometimes you should be sweaty when you're playing sexy.
I think so.
Yeah. So I'm going to go ahead and hit start. Right. Wait for it. Now.
The sign is nigh.
What was that Swedish band that was like ABBA, but not ABBA? They did a song about a sign.
They saw the sign.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Tesla did a song about a sign.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
It was a cover of a song by the five-man electric band.
Electric acoustic.
No. The band, the album was the acoustic album.
Oh, I see. Now that makes more sense.
Yeah.
Now, we just read that in the opening, as we panned from Brent...
Too lazy.
Wow, that was such a quick...
You would never tell. That's obviously Fred.
That's him.
But the first time the camera whips past Hank,
it isn't actually Hank.
It's not Hank. It's the stand-in.
Yes, who was the props guy.
Yeah, whose name, of course, now I have forgotten.
But the whip is quite a whip. I expected a little more. Yeah.
It was very fast, so there was no way to tell anyways. Okay, so we got Karen and pigtails.
Yeah, we do. Those are not pigtails, those are braids.
They're pigtailish.
No, it's just two braids.
No. Pigtails are one on each side of the head.
Yes, but I don't think they're braided.
Now, who are you going to listen to? You, a woman with hair, or me, a bald man?
It's unusual for her.
Davis has learned the undershirt lesson finally.
Yes, there you are. Do you feel better now that Davis wears an undershirt?
I do. Why isn't Hank wearing a baseball cap?
Okay, because he's wearing his fishing hat.
I'm uncomfortable with this turn of
events. I'm starting to wonder if maybe the hat is the thing.
Could be.
When is good hair day? That's many episodes
later. Oh, that's much later in the show. Different. I don't want to go into it. Now, canned pasta is what we call pasta in America. So it'd be like SpaghettiOs.
We don't call SpaghettiOs pasta. I mean, if we're five.
Maybe. Yeah.
Jackass.
Did you see that tomato sauce can was in French?
I did. I never noticed candy jars before. That's not me snuffling. I just want to say that's a dog who's...
I wish I could see well enough to tell if they had some ketchup-flavored potato chips back there, because those are big in Canada. We don't have them here in the States.
I've seen them, but now well,
we
only
did over the summer.
They
brought in all dressed and ketchup flavored.
All Dressed being the poutine fries?
No, All Dressed being vinegar, ketchup, barbecue, and pickle flavor. That or is, something. It was crazy.
That is a lot going on.
Some of the sign stuff is hilarious.
Choose Glen Fry for a menage a trois. And you just talked over it. I love it. It's a good line.
It is. Karen strikes me as more of a Babylon 5 fan anyways.
Oh, I could see that.
Yeah. That should be the title. My thighs are hot for goat felons.
Oh.
I like how Brent is.
Abilities.
Oh.
Okay, the last one is the only one I recognize, but. Of the idol judges. Mm-hmm. I think he was like... Anyway, he was a winner, I think, of an early...
Oh, okay.
The British one or something. But all of those people's names are in that book as themselves, the Canadian idol judges.
Oh, okay. Well, then, guys, you're going to have to get a copy of Michelle Sponigal's Tales from Dog River. Find out who those people were.
Or if you've ever watched Canadian Idol, it's those people.
Well, we're talking to the non-Canadians. The Canadian people know the show better than we do.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, then... Yeah. Okay.
So, Brent obviously cannot sing.
Right.
Yet, was the lead singer of Fast Exit.
Was he the lead singer? Oh, dear.
Your actual Fast Exit was his band in high school, and he was the singer. And apparently people hired them to play music.
To be fair, there are lots of bands with lead singers that can't sing.
This is true.
Who've been hired to play music.
This is true. I'd make a Rush joke, but they're also a Canadian band, and I'm not going to do it.
The dulcet tones of Getty.
See, that would have been a perfect spot for Jackass,
too. Jackass.
Don't even care. Don't care why you're torturing him.
So, okay, here we are by the banks of the river.
See, now that I know that it's 95 degrees, I can feel it.
I know, huh?
Yeah. Now, you tried to get your parents to watch this show.
This was the episode that my parents bowed out on. I should say my mom.
Yeah.
It was
too explicit for her.
Yes.
Yeah.
Too sexy.
Hank brought the heat a little too much.
Apparently. I love the music. I love that she hears the music. Yeah, great.
That's funny stuff.
Now, well, we'll get there further. While waiting for the slow service at Corner Gas, enjoy a meal at the Ruby. That's not at all pithy.
Pithy is just... The more they say it, the more uncomfortable I'm becoming with the word.
Pithy, Jeremy.
Yeah.
Pithy.
He truly is the Thomas Kincaid of words.
And this thing he's wearing, it's like a... Never mind.
Okay, so...
Yeah, that was it. My mom was out.
Yep. Now, we asked Fred about this.
We did. We asked Fred about what did or did not happen by the banks of the river, which remained nameless. And he said he didn't kiss and tell.
Yeah.
Now, Hank does not kiss and tell.
And neither does Fred, apparently.
And this is borne out here later.
We made out, and maybe it was incredible. Just, you know, anything expired, anything free.
Now, I do want to get to the comment we had from...
Was it Monica or Mona? I'm going to go look it up right now. So
okay,
can...
because she has a theory that goes along with one of my theories that could come into play here.
Yeah, it was Monica Kumar who said it. Let me go find the actual comment, though.
Okay.
I can read it now, or we can wait till we're done. What do you want to do?
We can go either way. I'm with her comment in mind. I am now watching Wanda's behavior with Hank. This is a great way. Oh no.
Branded in the ass.
That's pithy.
That's pithy.
Okay, this is the great. People walking by. So he sent her instead.
Yeah. Well, Darth Vader being a robot, Captain Kirk probably just tried to talk him to death, right?
Oh, yeah. He's only part robot, honey.
He tried to half talk him to death.
There we go.
Same hair, different.
So, you know,
shirt
why don't they just? Well, yeah, that's her perfect hair.
Yeah,
the world's most perfect ponytail. So the flip they've done here, of course, is that the assumption would be Hank would want to be showing off.
Yeah. See?
There's the apocalypse. If you think our bathrooms are dirty, you should see the kitchen. I've never understood. So the shared bathrooms connect.
Right,
two.
Except the gas station and the restaurant that they use, I don't believe actually touch each other, and that's why you have trouble putting it together in your
right.
head.
Right, mentally, I've never been yeah. able to... There, now Wanda's hair is right.
Yeah, now Lacey has different hair.
Well, it's the next day, right?
Yeah.
Okay, see? See, why is Wanda so concerned about Karen sleeping with Hank? This is a question.
Mm-hmm.
It might deserve some answering. Or she, as someone who has had the same problem, is yeah. just trying to help.
Seems like a professional.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just not sure now. Why don't they let Wanda? Why have they not sat Wanda down with all the letters and said...
Well, Wanda's busy helping Karen with her problem now. Wanda's on to bigger problems.
Yeah, I can see.
Yeah. See?
So, Jeremy, who is she?
I don't know what role Consular General is. That like an ambassadorial role?
I don't know. Why don't we have our, Where's our resident
Well,
panic?
Next time we have Robbie on, we'll ask you.
Have to ask Robbie. Yeah. Okay.
Well, at this point, you guys haven't heard Robbie yet, but...
No! Oh, it was very exciting. Yeah. We're very excited to get to have that in 2 weeks.
Yep. See? That wasn't quit telling people like we slept together.
Yeah.
That was stop bragging about us.
Yeah, exactly. I love the soft light immediately. Tara Spencer Nairn, you're awesome. Entire birthday party.
Who are those people?
Maybe just people who came by to see the signs.
Oh, okay.
They heard the sign was an eye. What is GST? Global Standard Time?
General sales tax? It's probably something metric. You know how Oscar feels about the metric
goats.
System?
Something. I lost it.
Well, at least you tried.
My thighs are hot for goat felons.
Yeah, exactly. That's about 500 people in that town, too.
All the birthday people look a little bummed. I love that they're still wearing the hats as they walk away.
Is that an oil rig on his hat? What is that?
It's two mountains, I believe.
Okay.
But I'm not sure. Could be something else.
The letter M.
What's his name?
Josh.
Josh, the cook. Who doesn't speak in all of season one?
Only speaks when he becomes a llama farmer, I believe.
Oh, yes. He's always wanted to farm llamas. Place is packed.
Karen slept with Hank. See? Hank's not saying.
Hank's a head in shame. Yeah. Exactly. See? He doesn't say it's a lie.
Yeah. Fred, I think you were holding out on us.
I think so. I think we may need to go to Tara.
Yeah.
And ask.
Well, she's real busy. She's got actually, like, legit stuff, plus her podcast and her
yes,
vlog.
Yes, I know, but...
And, like, she's got, like, 9 kids now or something.
It's 1 kid, not 9.
Well,
but I think we could ask. We could Twitter ask.
Yeah, I think we probably should.
You can also tweet at her and ask her.
Yeah, I think people should probably try to research that a little bit. So we've got some changes coming up. The last episode of this season... We have Rob Eleanor come on, and he's out of Ontario to kind of help us with some little things that I've gotten wrong about Canadian history or trivia.
Well, yeah, he's an emissary.
he's our
ambassador.
He's our cultural liaison from the country of Canada.
Yes, yes.
So he'll actually be in the I Love Lacey episode with us, and then for season 2, he's actually picked out his top 9 and least like episode that he's going to come on for as well. But we got a comment on cornergasonline.com this week.
You can always go and leave comments on the episodes or anything else
that we've got going on. It's from Monica Kumar. It says, "Hey guys, I just started listening. Great job. Also, I totally agree with Jules about Hank possibly being Tanner's father."
Yes.
I feel like they even hint at that in the movie. And this is in quotes. "He's a good kid, thick as a walnut." Sound familiar? Even if he's not, I have a theory that Wanda and Hank are in some sort of weird together, not together relationship. I don't know. I kind of saw it one day. Now I can't unsee it. Anyways, I am so excited. Someone's making stuff about this show. There's next to no fandom, and I'm from Australia where no one has heard of Corner Gas. Enough of me rambling. Keep up the great work. Monica, thank you. I did reply to you.
Yes, thank you, Monica. Yeah. That was awesome.
And I did reply on the website, but as Americans, we totally understand what it's like to feel like nobody else knows this show.
That's why it's so exciting for us to get to have Robbie come on, because he had a different perspective, and B, he was somebody who was, into corner gas as we were so... We'd never had that before.
Exactly. But we are getting...
So we're here with you.
Yeah. We do get, I mean, 10 times as many listens from America as we do Canada, but we are developing a Canadian following as well.
And apparently somebody's listening in Australia, yeah. So.
So thank you guys.
And Monica, I will keep an eye out and I will continue to nose around this Hank and Wanda bit.
Yeah.
See what we can come up with.
Because this is a theory that I'm invested in now.
Yeah. Well, I have been for a bit, but not even to the extent that you are. So, yeah. All right.
I never even considered an on-again, off-again relationship. But the Tanner's father thing has occurred to me. All right, everybody. So you can find us at Corner Gas Online. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Jules.
And we will see you next time.